This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where customers who save by switching their home and car save nearly $800 on average. Quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
A product of the Whisper Forge.
Sound and story brought to life.
This episode of The Far Meridian was made possible by Quest. Want to take your wanderings to a whole new level? Quest is a location-based augmented reality storytelling game, immersing users in real-world exploration via episodic narrative adventures. Players will make choices that shape their own unique journey, which will come to life through the lens of augmented reality. Join their beta experience to get special at-home demos of the game and be entered to win an HTC Vive VR kit. Go to quest.app/whisperforge. That's quest.app/whisperforge. It's all real.
I always feel like a spy knocking Morse code.
Oh, it's too short for Morse code, though. I mean, that's not really how it works. But never mind, it's a whole thing.
Looks pretty nice out there. A little chilly, so you might want to bring a sweater.
Want some tea? What?
What?
Do you have a weird look on your face?
Do I?
Yeah, you're kind of weirding me out.
I haven't heard you...
Haven't heard me what?
Nothing. Like I said, you're going to want to bring your sweater.
Oh?
Yep. It's day 14.
Huh. That fast.
You ready?
What? A question. What? What a question.
You were the one who told me to hold you to it.
You know, that was a past me.
And that's what you said when you set the 7-day deadline. One extension, that's all I give you.
Right. I guess I didn't think it'd be this hard.
To go out again?
I mean, look, I know I was very gung-ho about things, but then there was this little voice in the back of my head.
Harry, it'll be fine. I got your back. Drink your tea and get your shoes on. I'd rather not be the only explorer here.
Fine. But only a quick walk. See what's what.
Look! A beautiful day to walk around.
It's overcast?
What? And an overcast day can't be beautiful? Look! No harsh lighting, perfect diffusion. I used to do photography, actually. I do more portraits than I landscapes. You know, I just like people's...
What? Finny.
What?
Over there. It looks like a funeral procession.
Am I sensing a follow your nose moment?
Yeah, hard pass. We almost died in a mountain when we followed my nose.
Ah, well, then we'll follow mine.
Benny! What are you doing? This is not a short walk. I was promised short and no people.
Hurry up!
Benny! I told you I didn't want to check it out.
Where do you think all the people went?
This is just bananas. Someone died.
I'm following my nose. Seriously, this place can't be that big.
Okay, don't steal my lines and think you can use them against me. I should not have to keep bringing up the mountain.
Hello! I'd like to request you keep your voices down. Loud tones tend to upset our patrons.
What if we're patrons?
You both sound upset, so I believe my point still stands. Now, how may I assist you today?
What is it you do here exactly?
What I do personally, or what does the Ars Memoriae Foundation do?
Ars Memoriae?
The Art of Memory... ish. Should be Arte Memoriae, I think. What? I took Latin in high school.
We saw this funeral procession and got curious. Apologies if we were, you know, too loud or...
Tiana Ashland's program. What a crowd. I had to recall so many other of the minders for that one. They're down below in the large program room. It's necessary to accommodate a remembrance of that kind. Which is not helpful if you are unfamiliar with our services. Right! We specialize in the grieving process, but we also do counseling for youth groups, couples, friends, co-workers, pet owners, and occasionally assist in the retrieval of lost items. We're the last place you look to. That's the slogan for our lost item program. Which is to say that we work with individuals or groups to recreate memories so that they may converse with them. People do tend to remember people the best. Most of the time, they don't care about the other details. Unless it's the smell of food. People do tend to care a lot about that. Is that a silence of confusion or a silence of amazement? Sometimes I get them mixed up.
You can talk to people from your memories?
Well, we create a semi-physical manifestation of the memory, so it's not really the person you're speaking to, but the memory of them. Individual perception may vary. It's why we encourage multiple people to be present for our grieving program, so that the memory is a bit more full, a bit more multifaceted.
How much does it cost?
Oh, not much, just a reinvigorating detail or two. We had to lower the price when the flow of people using our services became a trickle. So few want to confront their past these days. At least in this town.
A detail? About what?
About me, of course. My continued existence depends on the collective memory of those who come here.
So what? We just say that a detail about you is that you like peanut butter and you're good to go?
A little more detail than that, dear. Approximately 5,402 people have told me that I like peanut butter, and 3,297 have said that I don't, so we tend to avoid food-related details of late.
You like construction?
What do I like about construction?
You like the shape the yellow cranes make against the sky. Any angle, and it's still calmly geometric and orderly, like... kind of like how their function strives for in creation.
Oh, I like that detail. All right, young man, now your turn.
I'm good. I think I'm all confronted out.
Don't you want to help your friend construct a memory?
Oh, he hasn't known me long enough for what I have in mind.
All right. I'll take you to one of our more intimate rooms. Follow me.
Aren't you happy we went outside today?
Shut up.
Oh, please stay outside, Benny.
I never told you my name.
Loud details about a person such as their name tend to leak out in here. I won't pry, I promise. Now, Hesperia. Oh, I'm sorry, you prefer Perry, don't you?
Either is okay.
All right, Perry. What I'm going to do is give you this piece of chalk. You're going to draw a circle, not too small. Must be large enough for a person to stand in. Once you do that, I want you to think about a person you wish to recall. Take deep breaths. Imagine them saying hello. And as soon as that happens, you've done it.
Okay. Okay. I can do that.
Your friend and I will just be on the other side of the glass there. We have to monitor to make sure you're okay, but we won't be able to hear anything to ensure your privacy. Good luck.
You're not...
Ace? I know.
You're not a face I've seen for a while.
Puberty does that.
Ace is supposed to be here.
No, he isn't.
I was trying to recall him, not... How old are you? Okay, a shrug isn't an answer.
I still go by Hesperia, if that's any help.
That doesn't explain why you showed up.
You got scared. You do that a lot.
Yeah? Well, the world is a scary place.
Not always.
Right.
Huh.
What is it?
Nothing. I just thought she was going to remember her brother is all. That looks like a...
Why do you do that?
Do what?
Remember me wrong.
I'm not remembering you wrong.
Remember me being scared all the time.
Well, you were. I was scared all the time when I was you.
I get scared sometimes, but not always. One time, I walked to the grocery store to get ice cream all by myself.
I don't remember that.
Another time, when Mom and Dad had a barbecue, Horace and I threw rocks at seagulls because they stole my sandwich. He saw me yelling at them. I picked up a rock and threw. And then he picked up a rock, too. One of them pooped on my overalls, but we kept yelling and throwing rocks. And Mrs. T started yelling at us for throwing rocks and yelling. Horace yelled back that they stole my sandwich and pooped on me, so they deserved being called turd-faced gravy thickeners. She said that insult didn't make sense, and then tattled on us, and Mom and Dad made a shower. But the seagulls never came back because they knew we weren't afraid. Mom and Dad were mad because we had bad aim, but I think Dad asked if we could be sociopaths, and Mom said we don't kill bugs or cats, so probably not. And then I walked in to ask why someone would kill a cat. They wouldn't answer my second question about what sociopath was. Did you end up finding out what sociopath was? Because they made it sound like someone who isn't scared of anything. But I'm scared of some things, so maybe I'm a sociopath? Because I'm only afraid of some things, like butterflies. I don't trust them. Is that a leaf? No, it's a butterfly. Is that an owl? No, it's a butterfly. I'm a person and I don't pretend to be something else, except when it's Halloween. You're allowed to trick on Halloween, because the whole point is to be scared. But I don't get scared on Halloween. Unless someone is a butterfly.
The whole world is full of butterflies. Things that are one way and then they turn out not to be.
But that's what's happening right now. You keep thinking you're one way, then I'm one way, but it's different.
Things happen. Things change.
I already happened.
Look, I want to talk to Ace to see if... I can remember anything about what or... Or where?
You don't remember things right. You can't even hear music right. You get it wrong, wrong, wrong.
Someone took it from me, okay? She just appeared and she said things and then before I knew it was all gone and she won't leave us. She won't leave me alone.
She tricked you. It's still here. I'm here.
Hesperia, I can't. I don't know what you want me to do.
Remember me right.
But she is remembering right, sweet little Hesperia. I opened up her mind to the truth you always chose to ignore.
Oh, no. No, she can't be here. Why didn't you tell me your friend had gotten her attention?
What? Whose attention? What are you talking about?
I need to get her out of there.
Go away, you lie, you liar. I know who you are and I won't believe you. Perry, don't believe her.
I don't know. I can't.
Sing the song.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Open this door, Perry.
Sing the song Ruth sang.
She doesn't remember Clementine, little Hesperia. Let her go.
No! Oh, my darling.
Open the door.
Oh, my darling.
Oh, my darling Clementine.
Open this
you
door.
You are lost now, gone forever. Dreadful sorry, Clementine.
Open this door right now, Perry.
Like she was and like
Hesperia,
a fairy.
Open this
and her
door.
Shoes were number 9. Herring boxes without tops. Sandals were for Clementine. Oh, my darling. Oh, my darling. Oh, my darling Clementine. You are lost now, gone forever. Dreadful sorry. Clementine.
Get out of my facility, you wretched excuse for a being.
Oh, Minder. You must be terribly upset I slipped in. Don't worry. I wasn't planning on tiptoeing up to any of your other little patrons. Though, now that I think of it...
You heard him! Get out! No one's gonna listen to you!
You better keep a closer eye on who comes in here, Minder. Else I might just slip in again. Hesperia, I'll be missing you. Till we meet again.
Get out. Both of you.
Hey. You know I need to ask.
Ask what?
What all that was?
You don't want to know.
You're right, I don't, but I should. Seriously. First, remembering your brother goes haywire, and then it looked like you were yelling, and then a crack showed up? That Minder went nuts trying to break down the door. And you were all talking to someone who wasn't there, or at least I couldn't see.
She's... Earlier today, when you said you hadn't heard something, you were gonna say you hadn't heard me hum in a while, right?
Yeah.
The... whoever it was you couldn't see? She's responsible for that. And some other things, too. It's why I've had more bad days than good lately. It's like... I can hardly bring myself to get out of bed sometimes. You know when you... set arbitrary goalposts for yourself? Like, if I get a new haircut, I'll finally be pretty, or if I get a new job, I'll be happy, or if I get back to the lighthouse, I'll be okay. Except, you still have your dumb face, you still have the same problems at the new job, and I'm still not okay. Even here. It's like she magnified the worst parts of myself, and even though I could still do a lot of things I've been doing, they're just so much harder, and I didn't have my tools to help me do it all. And I hid the fact I was angry at myself for that. That I let her take all of that away from me.
But you got it back. I mean, you were singing in there. You got it back.
Yeah, I did. But how long until she shows up again?
You're not alone, bud. You got me. You got Mo. You've got people to help you. We can sing and make music all day if that helps keep her away.
Thanks. Oh, shoot. I forgot to give the chalk back.
Think it still works out here?
Maybe. We'll try it another day, though. Hopefully it'll actually work next time.
The Far Meridian, created by Eli Barraza, produced by Eli Barraza and Misha Stanton. This episode was written by Eli Barraza and directed by Eli Barraza and Danielle Shamaya. Performed by Eli Barraza as Perry, Jose Donato as Benny, Danielle Shamaya as Ruth, Lily Richards as a tattered woman, Betty Xavier as young Perry, and Sheldon Brown as the Minder. Editing by Eli Barraza, sound design by Misha Stanton, music by Masato Abe. For more information and transcripts, visit thefarmmeridian.com or find us on social media at The Farm Meridian. You can also help support us on Patreon, where we just updated our feed with brand new rewards, where we're halfway to our goal of our first live show. If you'd like to contribute monthly, check out patreon.com/thefarmmeridian. Until next time, may you always find your way.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.